Today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Ches, and we are on the last line of daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Bo Minei Mirabchia Barabo. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza, Avram Ben Gittel, Yichil Yosef Ben Tzara, Gavriel Tzvi Ben Yutka, Henech Yisrael Ben Esther Necha, Yitzchak Eliyo Ben Chaya Sara, Avram Yikosio Ben Gittel, Avram Kadesh Ben Malka Bela, Shlomo Zev Ben Chaya, Ben Tzion Ben Hadassa Chasya, Leah Bas Chana, and today's daf is also being learned by Ilui Nishmas, Rafol Zalman Hillel Ben Zechariah. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the halachos of Shehiyah and Chazara. So just to review, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan for a person to leave food on a fire at the beginning of Shabbos, meaning that's Pashat, that there's an Issa D'Iraisa for a person to cook or bake, to grill or fry or roast on Shabbos. What the Issa Shehiyah says is that even if the food was placed on the fire before Shabbos, still it would be usher to keep the food on the fire on Shabbos, even though physically you yourself aren't doing anything. The reason the Chachamim said Shehiyah is usher was because of a gzeira, shemi yechate gecholim. They were afraid that maybe during the course of Shabbos, you would look at your food and you would feel that maybe it's not cooking fast enough. You would stoke the coals to expedite the cooking process. We're about, you would be over the Isser of Havara. Stoking coals in and of itself would involve a malacha deraisa. So the Chachamim said, no Shehiyah because of gzeira, that you may come to be mechate gecholim. The other Isser Rabbanon that our sugi is talking about is the Isser Chazara. Chazara says, we're even if it may, in certain circumstances, be mutter to do Shehiyah. However, once you remove the food from the pot, it would be usser to return it. Even though it was mutter to do Shehiyah, but if you remove it and you put it back, that would be usser. Again, we're discussing where putting it back doesn't involve a malacha d'iraisa. Midrabanan, however, would be usser. The reason Chazara is usser is also because of Shem Yichate Gecholim, but it's mavur in the sugi is that Chazara is more chomer than Shehiyah. And the Pashup Shad is because the concern Shem Yichate Gecholim was a little bit more likely, it was a little bit more shchiach in the event that you were doing Chazara than in the event that you're doing Shehiyah. If you're doing Shehiyah, maybe you're masiach ask from your food. You're not physically engaged in the food. When you're doing chazara, you're taking food, you're putting it on the fire. So there's more of a concern of Shemi Yechati Gecholim, and that's why in the sugyas of Shehiyah and chazara, you find again and again that chazara was considered more chomer simply because the concern of Shemi Yechati Gecholim was more prevalent as it relates to chazara than as it is to Shehiyah. Another reason that chazara is more chomer is because by chazara, you're physically putting something on a fire on Shabbos. And even though, obviously, the Issachar Chazara is only negay when there's no bishul deraisa, but at the very least it's mechzikim of ashal. Certainly looks like you're cooking. And being that it looks like you're cooking, that would be another reason that it should be more chomer. So Shehiyah is asr, chazara is asr, chazara is more chomer than Shehiyah for two reasons. Number one, the concern Shem Yechate Gecholim is a little bit more present. Number two, there's another element why the Chachamim felt Chazara should be Aser, and that is because it's Mechzikim of Ashel. Now, in terms of when exactly there's an Issa Shehiyah, when exactly there's an Issa Chazara, for that you have to go through Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. We'll see more about that in today's Daf Lamed Ches, but really it boils down to a Machloikis Chanayin and the Chachamim, Machloikis Bishami and Bisilo, a Machloikis Remeir and Reb Yehuda, how to understand the Machloikis between Bishami and Bisilo. We went through the Gemaras on a simple level, for the most part, following Shittas Rashi. Tosfos has many different pshatim in some of the Gemaras that we learned than Rashi does. If you take a look in other Rishonim, in the Beis Yosef, these first dafin here in the beginning of Perakira are Shmoy Hoylech Lafanov, known as some of the most difficult in terms of Cheshbin, dafin, and Chas. Either way, we're up to the last leg of this sugya, and it begins on the last line of Daflamid Zayin Amid Beis. Bo Menem Rabchi Barava. They asked the following question of the great Rabchi Barava. Shochach Kedera Agabi Kira. If somebody left a Kedera on a Kira on Shabbos accidentally, Ubishlo b'Shabbos, and the food cooked on Shabbos, Mahu, what would be the halacha? Meaning, where Shehiyah is Asr, and you have to figure out exactly what the case is, because sometimes Shehiyah is Asr, sometimes Shehiyah is Mutter. But in the event that you did a Shehiyah that is Asr, but you did it by mistake, b'shoigig. Now the food is cooking. It's Shabbos. Could you eat the food or could you not eat the food? So the Gemara says, Ishtik v'loy amalei v'loy midi. Rav Chiya bar Abba heard the question. He was quiet. He didn't say anything. L'macha, the next day, he came into Beis Medrash, Nofak v'darash lo. He got up and he said the following drash. The Mishnah says, Hamavashul b'Shabbos, b'shoigig yoichal, b'mezid lo yoichal. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, b'shoigig, the halacha is allowed to eat the food that he cooked on Shabbos. B'mezid, if he did it b'mezid, then he's not allowed to eat the food. Now that Mishnah is discussed. Someone that was mevashel, he did real bishel. He was over the malacha deiraisa. Said Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, that's true as it relates to bishel, but as it relates to shehiya, which is only a nisa derabanan, loishna. There's no difference between shoigig and mezid. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was asked the question: if somebody did shehiya b'di'evet, could you eat the food? Could you not eat the food? The Gemara says ishtik v'lo emalei v'lo midi. He was quiet. He didn't say anything. The next day he came back and he said, "Now I'm going to tell you pshat. When it comes to bishel, there's a difference between shoigig and mezid. Obviously, shoigig is more lenient. Mezid is more stringent." But as it relates to Shehiyah, which is only an Issa d'Rabbanan, there's no difference. So the Gemara says, "My v'loishna." When Reb Chiya bar Abba said there's no chilek between Shoigig and Mezid, as it relates to Shehiyah, what did he mean? Did he mean there's no chilek both b'shoigig and b'mezid yoichal? Or did he mean there's no difference both b'shoigig and b'mezid lo yoichal? So the Gemara says there was a machloikis, and Meiroim had to understand what Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said. Rabbi Yosef said that what Rabbi Chiya bar Abba meant to say was lehetera. He meant to be mekel, that mevashel, who the ka'ovin ma'isa, mevashel, which is the malacha deiraisa of mezid lo yoichal. So there the halach is that if he did a b'mezid, he's not allowed to eat the food. Aval haydel, like ka'ovin ma'isa, but over here it was only shehiyah. You just left the food there from before Shabbos. He didn't do any Ma'isa, there was no action that was done on Shabbos. There was no malacha deiraisa. So b'mezid nami yoichal. The halacha is that even if you did a b'mezid, you'd be allowed to eat it. So when Rav Chiya bar Abba said loishna, he meant obviously shehi is more kuladig. So by mevashel, which is the malacha deiraisa, there the halacha is b'shoigig yoichal, but b'mezid lo yoichal. When it comes to shehiyah, b'shoigig and b'mezid, the halacha is going to be yoichal. But the Gemara says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar li isur. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak had a whole different take on what Rav Chiya bar Abba meant. He said just the opposite. I think that what Rav Chiya bar Abba was saying was that shehiyah, being that it's an issa d'rabbanon, the halacha is that even be Shoigig lo yoichal. Why? Because mevashel who the loy asi le'irume b'shoigig yoichal. Mevashel, where no one, it's not likely that a person's going to cook on Shabbos because he wants to serve the food and then claim later that really when he cooked, he was a shoigig. Because yidin are not choshen on chil Shabbos. So it's not likely that that's something someone's going to do. So the Chacham had no problem saying that if you do it b'shoigig, the halach is you're allowed to eat it. Aval hai, but as it relates to Shia, which is only an issa d'rabbanon, and as a result, there's always a concern that a person may purposely do Shehiyah because he wants to serve good food on Shabbos. Now, when someone's going to ask him, how do you have a right to do that? He may come and say, oh, it was a mistake. It was only a shoigig. That's a real concern because for someone to go and be over this a shehiyah is a little bit more likely than for someone to go and be over this a bishul. So being that it's something that's asli l'rirume, the Chachamim said, b'shoigig nami lo yoichal. In other words, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said that when it comes to bishul, which is a malacha deiraisa, so there the Chachamim said, that b'mezid yom mevashel b'shabbos, this is a knas, that's only in this d'rabbanan, by the way, the fact that b'mezid lo yoichal, you're not going to be able to eat the food. If you do a b'shoigig yoichal. But when it comes to shehiyah, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, I see it a little bit differently. I want to add a wrinkle. I'm a little bit afraid if you're going to tell people that b'shoigig Shehiyah Yoichal, people may b'meze do Shehiyah because they want to serve the food. So to prevent people from being over the Issed Rabbanon of Shehiyah, I think the right thing to do is to go out and say that if you leave food on a fire on Shabbos, you do Shehiyah, whether it was b'meze, whether it was b'shoigig, the halachas, you'll never be able to eat it. So as a result, there'll be no way for you to host guests and serve food in an instance where you're violating the Issed Shehiyah and then go say, oh, I did it only b'shoigig. Doesn't help. Even if you did it only b'shoigig, that loch is going to be lo yoichal. Either way. So, Reb Chiya bar Abba was asked, if somebody did shehiyah on Shabbos, could you b'di'evet eat the food? Initially, ishtik v'leyom alei v'leyom midi. The next day he came back and he said, it's a halacha. Regarding bishul, if someone cooks on Shabbos, b'shoigig, you're allowed to eat the food. B'mezid, the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat the food. But as it relates to shehiyah, which is an issa d'rabbanan, loishna. Rabbi Yosef said, what do you mean to say loishna? Pashit. He meant to say that being that shia is only an issa d'rabbanan, it's more kuladig than bishul. By bishul, there's halacha of b'mezid lo yoichal. But shia, which is only an issa d'rabbanan, you don't have the halacha of b'mezid lo yoichal. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, no, it's just the opposite. What he meant to say was that shehiyah, because it's only an issa d'rabbanan, so here the halacha is going to be that even b'shoigig lo yoichal. Why? For a new reason. The reason is we're afraid that if you tell people b'shoigig yoichal, dilma asi le'rume. He may do it b'mezid, claim he did it b'shoigig and serve the food. The way to make sure that that doesn't happen is by saying that even if you do it b'shoigig, the halacha is lo yoichal. Incidentally, this is an idea that you find often in Shas, where sometimes the erises are treated more chomer than the rabbanans, and sometimes rabbanans are treated more chomer than the erises. So there's an idea that something that's mid erise, of course, is more chomer than something that's mid rabbanan. But there's also an idea of chachamim asu chizik ledevreim yoisim mishal devrei Torah. You find sometimes the rabbanans are actually more chomer. So this Gemara right here is a microcosm of that, where Rabbi Yosef said, "Oh, Shia, which is the rabbanan, is treated more leniently than Bishal, which is the eriser." Rav Nachman Yitzchak said just the opposite. Shia, which is the rabbanan, I think in Svara has to be treated, at least in this context, more stringently than in Issa Derais. But the Gemara says, Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. From a Braisa. This Braisa is a Tesefta right here in the third parak of Masechta Shabbos. Shokh Kteira Agavi Kiro. Somebody left a Kteira Agavi Kiro. Bishlo, b'Shabbos. And the food cooked on Shabbos. Again, you did Shia, b'di Evet. So what's the halacha? B'shoigig yoichal. B'mezid lo yoichal. B'shoigig you're allowed to eat it. B'mezid you're not allowed to eat it. Medvar, Mamrum says, the Braisa, v'chamish lohuchim called Tzarkon. V'tavshosh loy bishol called Tzarkon. This is only true for chamin, water that was hot as it needed to be, or food that wasn't as hot as it needed to be, and food that wasn't cooked as much as it needed to be cooked. Meaning it still needs to get hotter, it still needs to cook more. If the food was fully cooked before you put it on the fire, then Rameir says, it doesn't matter if it was the shaygig, if it was the mezid, Allah is you'll be allowed to eat. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if the chamin was called sarkon, then the Allah is it's going to be mutamination of stomach virale, because then it's mitzvah virale. So the more that it cooks in the state of Shia is actually not good for it. So over there, the halach is will be more about the tavshol shabishol called tzarkoi. There he argued with Rameir, and he said, "Aser mipneishem mitzamik v'yafoloi, v'cholam mitzamik v'yafoloi." And then he gave examples of mitzamik v'yafoloi. Kegoyin. So at the end of the Daflam Zayin and Beis, the Gemara talked a little bit about what's mitzamik v'yafoloi, what's mitzamik v'rali, and this tesefter Rabbi Yehuda added, kegoyin kruv cabbage, pulim, beans, ubasa tarif, chopped up meat, halach is aser, v'chola mitzamik v'ralei mutter. Anything that's mitzamik v'ralei is mutter. We want right now one part of this braisa. K'toni miya. The halach is, tavshel shaloi bishol kot sarkoi. What's the halacha? B'shoigig yoichal, b'mezid lo yoichal. So again, let's go back to the beginning of the braisa. Shochach k'deir agabi kiro. If somebody left the k'deir agabi kiro, ubishlo b'shabbos, and he cooked it on Shabbos. So again, what's the halacha? B'shoigig yoichal, b'mezid lo yoichal. Now we had a whole machloik, it's remain Rabbi Yehuda, b'medvar mamurim. What exactly is this braisa referring to? But let's focus on the core halacha of the braisa. Shochach k'deir agabi kiro, ubishlo b'shabbos. B'di'eved, you had a shia situation. The halach is b'shoigig, you can eat the food. B'mezid, you can't eat the food. Which is exactly what the Mishnah says regarding hamavashel b'shabbos. Hamavashel b'shabbos, b'shoigig yoichal, b'mezid lo yoichal. What's the problem? Reb Chiya bar Abba said that it's only true for bishul. But as it relates to shehiyo, loishna. Now we had a machloikis, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, as to what exactly Rav Chiya bar Abba meant when he said loishna. Rabbi Yosef said loishna, meaning even b'mezid yoichal, because only in Isid Rabban. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak saw it in the reverse. No, then when it comes to Shehiya, being that it's in Isid Rabban, this is an example where the Rabban has to be more chomer. Loishna, even b'shoigig lo yoichal. So the Gemara explains, Bishlam, the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Bishlam, according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, who said that by Shehiya, it's more chomer. Not only b'mezid lo yoichal, b'shoigig also lo yoichal. So then the Tesefta doesn't bother me so much. You know why? Because I could always say, now the Gemara is going to clarify exactly what this gzeira was, but for now we can appreciate just from the cheshbon of the Gemara what it is. Meaning, really, Reb Chiya bar Abba held the way Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak explained it, that shehiya should be treated like bishul. Hamavashel b'shabbos b'shoigig yoichal b'mezid lo yoichal, shehiya should be the same way. B'shoigig yoichal b'mezid lo yoichal. The Chum, however, added a new gzeira. They were worried. Maybe somebody will b'mezid go and do shehiya, claim it was b'shoigig, and serve a whole Shabbos meal. And it'll feel like a yontif meal. The food's coming right off the pot. The Chum didn't want that to happen. So Chumim went ahead and made a gzeira. So maybe this tesefta is before the Chachamim imposed that gzeira of dilma asi le'rume. Right? Not all gzeiras were imposed at the same time. Moshe Rabbeinu made some takanas. Shlomo HaMelech made certain takanas. Right, takanas for the most part came in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. The Vilna Gaon says, "Anche Knesset Hagdolah." They evolved with time. So maybe this brisa was before this takana that said we're worried about someone maybe doing shia b'mezid, claiming it was b'shoigig. As a result, the halacha was
B'mezid, lo yoichal b'b'shoike yoichal. It's no different than Bishol. When Reb Chiya bar Abba said lo yishna, and Reb Nachman Yitzchak said what he meant to say was that even b'shoike lo yoichal, he meant after the gzera. But the Gemara's kash is alu Rabbi, Reb Yosef Tami Le'atero. But according to Rabbi Reb Yosef, that said that by Shia, it's always going to be mutter. So how do you reconcile it with this Braisa? Meaning, ikoidim gezera, if it was before this gezera that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak somehow knew about, then kasha mezid. Then the halach is that, why is it b'mezid yoichal? Doesn't make any sense. In ila acha gezera, and if it was after the gezera, kasha namishoigig, then the whole Braisa is tzarech here. Zokta gemara, meaning, how could Rabba and Rabbi Yosef say that it's always going to be mutter? If it's after the gzera, then it should be always aser. So why is it always mutter? So the Gemara says, kasha, it's a good kasha. Meaning, this brisa would seem to work better according to Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, and not so much according to Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Says the Gemara, my gzera, what is this gzera that we're referring to? So this wasn't just some hypothetical, this was a real gzera. Amar Rabbi Yudah bar Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Kahana, Amar Rabbi Tchilo, Hoyo, Amar Rabbi Asher b'Shabbos, when somebody cooks on Shabbos, b'shoyge yoichal, b'mezel lo yoichal, v'adin l'sheicheach, people used to say that the halach is that mevashel b'shabbos is the same thing as shia b'shabbos. B'shoyu yoichal b'mezid lo yoichal. B'shirabu mashin b'mezid. However, when people started b'mezid doing shehiya, va'omrim, and they were saying shechein anu, meaning this wasn't something that Chum was just worried about. This really happened. Chazru v'konsu, and the Chum went ahead and made a knas, and they said ala shecheyach, that even if someone shecheyach, the halacha should be that b'shoygig even lo yoichal, which is the way Rav Nachman by Yitzchak explained Rav Chiya bar Abba, like the Gemara said, the way Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef explained it, seems to be very hard to make sense of it in light of this Gezerah. It seems hard to make sense of it in light of this Tosefta. And it's for that reason the Gemara said, Kasha, what's the difference between Kasha and Tiufta? Tiufta, the Rishonim say, means there's no answer. Kasha means there's the Teretz, but it was a little bit dachuk, and it's for that reason the Gemara didn't want to go through exactly what the Teretz is. But before we go weiter, the Gemara makes one more cheshbon. Says the Gemara, Kasha the Rav Meir, Kasha the Rav Yehuda, Now the Gemara doesn't explain who the two Rav Meirs are. The Gemara doesn't explain who the two Rav Yehudas are. But Rashi explains. Rashi says that we just had a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda regarding someone that left the Kedera Agabi Kira. This case where somebody did Shehiyah Bidiyevet. So what did the Tosefta say? It said not what Rav Chiya bar Abba said. What the Tosefta said was it's exactly like Bishol. And then we had a little bit of a convoluted machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda as to Bamed Dvarim Amurim. When this halacha was said, so going back to the Braisa on the top of the oven, Bamed Dvarim Amurim said the Braisa, Bechamin Shleihuchemu called Sarkon, Vetavshel Shleih Bishel called Sarkon. Avol, however, Chamin Shleihuchemu called Sarkon, Vetavshel Shleih Bishel called Sarkon, then the halacha is Bein Beshoigig, Bein Bemezid Yoichal. Meaning, if the Chamin and the Tavshel were completely cooked before Shabbos, they don't have to worry about this halacha. The Shia Bemezid, Bidiyevit doesn't bother me, the halacha is he'd be able to eat it. Divrei Rav Meir. Freak the Gemara, Kashid Rav Meir, Rav Meir. It doesn't show with Rav Meir Naman Aleph. If you remember, Rav Meir Naman Aleph, in the Braisa of the base Kiris Hamatimois, Achas Gruf of the Ketumah, Achas She'ena Gruf of the Ena Ketumah, Rav Meir there had a very interesting, a very different girsa in the machloikas between Beshame and Besil in the Mishnah. Very different than everything else we learned. Rav Meir over there held that even according to Besil, the only time you're ever allowed to do Shehiyah is on Chamin, not Tavshel. In the Mishnah, Beisham is the one that said Chamin, Abaloi Tavshel. But in the Braisa, Rav Meir holds that even Beis Hillel holds Chamin, Abaloi Tavshel. I mean, you're never, ever, ever allowed to do Shia with a Tavshel. And the Gemara said that seems to contradict what Rav Meir said over here. Because here Rav Meir seems to be talking about Shia with a Tavshel. Rav Meir said, Aval Chamin Shuchmu called Sarkon, the Tavshel Shabishel called Sarkoi, the Halacha is the Shia's mutter. What do you mean the Shia is mutter? I thought Tavshel is never mutter. I thought the halach of Shia is Chamin Avoloi Tavshel. And here he's talking about Shia, even B'dieved, Yoichal, as long as it was mitstamik and it was fully cooked. But the point is, does he hold Chamin Avoloi Tavshel, or does he hold the laws of Shia apply to a Tavshel as well? That's the Kasha de Rav Meir de Rav Meir. What's the Kasha de Rav Yehuda de Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda on the top of the Yomid said, Chamin Shulchem who called Sarkam Mutarim, Mipneshem Itzdamik Viraloi, the Tavshel Shabik Shel called Sarkam, Asim Mipneshem Itzdamik Viyafalai. That a Tavshel is always going to be a problem. On Amid Aleph, Rav Yehuda held that according to Beis Hillel, it's Chamin Vitavshel. Rav Yehuda's Girsan, the Machloikis Beisham and Beisul, was the same as the girsa that we have in our Mishnah. Beis Shammai holds chamin avaloi tafshel, but Beis Hillel holds chamin v'tafshel. And here Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that as it relates to a b'dievad geshiya, it's only mutter for chamin, it's not mutter for tafshel. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. In the Anamid Aleph, Rav Meir says, according to Beis Hillel, chamin avaloi tafshel. Here he says, chamin v'tafshel. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Anamid Aleph, Chamin v'tavshel, and over here he said Chamin v'tavshel. But the Gemara says that if you think about it for a second, the two machloikesin, even though they're both talking about the halacha of Shehiya, they're both here in Berakir, they really have nothing to do with each other. Says the Gemara, Dramea lay kasha, the machto steer between the two Rameyas is not a kasha. Why not? Because holy katchila, habidiyevit. On Amid Aleph, we were discussing the katchila. What is a person allowed to do the katchila? Reb Meir held that according to Beis Hillel, Chamin Avaloi Tavshel. Over here, this price is talking about when you did it b'diyevet. That's the whole price. The theme of the price is Shachachter Agabi Kiru Bishle B'Shavas. You did it b'diyevet. Oh, you did it b'diyevet. Over here, he holds Chamin V'Tavshel. Amid Alf, he's discussing the Katchila. Over here, he's discussing b'diyevet. Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Leikasha. As it relates to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also not a Kasha because Kamig Grufa Viktuma, Kamig Sheinu Grufa Einu Ktuma. Amid Alf, when Rabbi Yehuda said Chamin V'Tavshel, he was talking about where it was on a Kira that has Grufa Viktuma. Over here, he's discussing where there was no group of Viktuma. With this group of Viktuma, it's Chamin v'tavshel. With this no group of Viktuma, it's Chamin v'loy tavshel. Ayin Rashi explains it a little bit better. Either way, Zakti Gemara, Ibayiluhu, Avar v'shoha mar. What's the halacha? If somebody goes, Bidi Eveni Doshehiya, is it mutter, is it asr? At first glance, what in the world is the Gemara Shaila? We just learned an Amid Gemara. We said that this was the question that they asked Reb Chiya bar Abba. Reb Chiya bar Abba said, by Bishul, there's a difference between Shoygi Gemezit. As it relates to Shehiya Loishna, we had a Machlaikis Rabbi Rabbi Yosef on the one hand, Reb Nachman Yitzchak on the other hand. What does it mean, Loishna? Loishna, it's always more Kuladik by Shehiya, because Shehiya is at the Rabbanan. Or does Loishna mean it's always more Chomerdik, because maybe there was a gzera that they felt that they had to be more machmer. Then the Gemara brought a Tesefta, where the Tesefta said that Shia is treated exactly like Bishul. The Gemara reconciled the Tesefta with Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said according to Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, not so much according to Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. And now all of a sudden, as if we're hearing this question for the first time, so the Gemara says, Ibayluhu Avar Vishah Mai. So if you take a look at Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Avar Vishah Mai, Tosfos explains a little bit better what this Gemara's question was, in contrast to the first part of the sugya ayin sham. Either way, the Gemara shayl is mikon zura rabbanon aloy. Did the chachamim make a knas and say that b'diavad if you did shia, it's aser, or did they not make this knas? By the way, just to be clear, hamavashal b'shoygig, even though bishul itself some malacha de raisa, the fact that it's aser to eat food that you cook on Shabbos is only a nisad rabbanon. It's also a knas. So the question is, that knas of hamavashal b'shabbos, did they include that in the halacha of shia not? So the Gemara tashma, damar Shmuel bar Nason, amar Reb Chanina. Shmuel bar Nason said the name of you heard a story. Where Rabbi Yosi went to Tzipayri. By the way, the Gemara daf lamed gimel lamed beis. The Lag Ba'omer daf. The Rabbi Shimon daf. The Gemara said that what did the Romans say has to happen to Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Shimon, they were sitting, they were talking about the Romans in the presence of Yehuda ben Gerim. Rabbi Yehuda praised the Romans. He became the Reish HaMadabrim B'chol Makim. Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai spoke against the Romans. Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai had to go to Golos. Rabbi Yosi was quiet. And the Romans said, Yigolo l'tzipayri. So here's the rest of the story. Kshalach Rabbi Yosi l'tzipayri. When Rabbi Yosi arrived in Tzipayri, so he saw some of the customs that the people in Tzipayri were doing. Now, they were about to have the Gadol Adar become their Rav, their Mara da Asra. But up until that time, there was some Amaratzis. So one of the things that he saw there was Matzah Chamin Shenishto Agabikiro. He saw Chamin, they were doing Shehiya with Chamin on Akira. But they asked him, he didn't say anything. Beitzim Mitzumakos Shenishto Agabikiro. He also saw that they had Beitzim Mitzumakos on Akira. They were keeping their eggs on Akira. For Aslam, that he said is a problem. So the Gemara says, my love, lois the Shabbos. It sounds like what happened was he arrived. It was Shabbos. He saw on Shabbos, I mean, not that he arrived on Shabbos, but he observed this on Shabbos. He saw that they had these beitzim cooking on top of the Akira, and he said, Aser. I mean, it sounds like he said it's Aser on Shabbos. Because being that Shia was Aser in that instance, he felt that Bidi Eved, you're not allowed to eat the food. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yosi must hold Avar Vishaha Kansur Rabban. The Gemara says, like, the Shabbos Habo. What Rabbi Yosi said was, not that this Shabbos you can't eat the food that you just did Shia with. He was telling them that don't do it next Shabbos. Maybe Bidi Eved, maybe it's Mutter. Look, the Shabbos Habo, be careful. Don't do this again. So the Gemara says, Michal de Beitzim Mitzumakos, Mitzdamkos, Viyafalem. It sounds like these were cooked eggs, and still there was an Issa Shia. Why was there an Issa Shia? Once food is cooked, there really shouldn't be an issa shiyah, unless it's mitstamik v'yafaloi, and you're of the opinion that mitstamik v'yafaloi is a problem. The Gemara discussed that in detail at the end of Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, is that true though? Are eggs considered mitstamik v'yafaloi? So the Gemara says, in. The Amr, yes. The Amr, Reb Chama bar Chanin, Pamachas, Nisarachti, Aniv, Rebbe, Lumakam, Echmi, Rebbe, once at a certain place, Ve'evil, Lufanenu, Beitzim, Mitzum, Makais, they brought us Beitzim, Mitzum, Makais. Eggs that were cooked so much, meaning the eggs became so small, they were keuziradin. They were like very, very small apples. V'achalnu, and we, man, harbe, we ate a lot of it. In other words, you see, it's mitstamik v'yafaloi. Eggs, even though these eggs were fully cooked, it was mitstamik v'yafaloi. That's what Rabbi Yossi told them. It's a problem. The question is, we're just not sure what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi mean to say, aser, the next Shabbos, just don't do it again? Or did he say, even this Shabbos, it's aser? Nafkamina would be, avar v'shaha, mutter avashah azaser. So the topic of Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph was if someone does shehiya, bidiyevet. What's the halacha? Avar v'shaha. By Bishol, we know it's a Mishnah. B'shoygig yoichal b'mezid lo yoichal. What about as it relates to Shia? Really, there were two sugyas. There was the first 75% of the Yomid, where the Gemara had Rab Chiya bar Abba, Machlokes Rab and Rab Yosef from Nachman Yitzchak had on the snare Rab Chiya bar Abba. There was a Gzeira, before the Gzeira, after the Gzeira. There was a Tesefta that the Gemara brought here in Masach the Shabbos. And then at the end, that little Gemara, where the Gemara said again, Avar v'shaha mai, mi kansur rabbana noiloi, and that was just one Tashma. The Gemara brought a Maisa Shahaya Kachay with Rab Yosef. But the Gemara said that really, after further review, it's not clear whether or not we have any raya from Rabbi Yosi. So in the Mishnah, we had a machloikis between Beisham and Beisol. Could you do Chazara on Shabbos? Could you not do Chazara on Shabbos? Meaning, in the event of where Shehiya was mutter, now you remove the food from the pot. Could I put it back on the pot, or could I not put it back on the pot? Again, if putting it back on the pot would entail Bishul Dei Reis, of course you're not allowed to do it. But where it doesn't entail Bishul Dei Reis, so with the reason, there was even no Issa Shehiya. Could I do Chazara, or could I not do Chazara? And one thing was clear. Whether you go with the tzad in the Gemara that lo yachzirtan, or whether you go with the tzad of the Gemara of lo yashetan, whether or not Chazor is mutter or aser is a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, Chazor is aser. According to Beis Hillel, Chazor is going to be mutter. In fact, the only tzad that we had that Beis Hillel would hold that Chazor is aser is Rameyer Shita in the Machloikis between Meshayim and Vesil in the price on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. But besides for that Shita's Rameyer, which is clearly not the Shita HaMikubeles in the Sugyas of Perakira, Beisil holds you're allowed to do Chazara. Beishamai holds you're not allowed to do Chazara. So according to Beishamai, even Chamin that you're allowed to do Shehiya with, you can't do Chazara. According to Beisil, you can always do chazar, meaning whenever you could do shia, you could also do chazar. Amr Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes, Sechel Divri, Oimer Machzirin, Kointen Mandam, that holds you could do chazar. Who's that? Beis Hillel, Machzirin, Afilu B'Shabbos. Not only could you do chazar Friday night, you could do chazar Shabbos day. Meaning Machzirin, Afilu B'Shabbos means Shabbos as opposed to Tuesday. Obviously, the halach of chazar was only said regarding Shabbos. What he means is, Rashi says, B'yom HaMachras, even Shabbos day. Not only is it mutter to do Friday night, you could do it even Shabbos day. What would be the chiddush? I mean, why would you think there's a difference between Friday night and Shabbos day? So Rashi explains, the top Rashi on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, for loy tema, don't say pluktayu meshech hashecha. Maybe the only time it's mutter is at night. Because when you take food off the fire Friday night, it looks like when you're taking it off that you plan on putting it back. Because you have a whole Shabbos ahead of you. So why do you take it off? So being that it looks like you're putting it back, so maybe over there it's mutter to put it back. But if you take food off the fire on Shabbos day, it doesn't look so much like you plan on putting it back. So it looks like you're being mevatel what you had. And now I'm starting all over again. Starting all over again is for sure awesome, right? One thing is for sure, you're not going to put food on a fire on Shabbos. The shaila is, could I do chazara? But to put food on a fire on Shabbos, that of course I'm not allowed to do. So when I take it off Friday night, it's muchach that I plan on putting it back. So the chazara is going to be mutter. Shabbos day, it's not so muchach. So what would be the halacha? So that's what Rav Sheshes said. According to Beis Hillel, that holds chazara is mutter. You could do it not only Friday night, you could even do it Shabbos day. Rav Sheshes holds the same way. How do you know that? Because he never said it. But we know it, we can infer it. We were once in the presence of Rab Chiya Rabba, vehei lanu loy kum kum shel chamin midyuta tachtoin l'duta al yoyin, and we walked up a bunch of flights of stairs, and we brought for Rab Chiya Rabba hot water, umazagno lo yasakois, and we poured him, we made him a tea or a coffee, v'achzar nu l'mekoymoy. And then we brought it back, we put it back on the kira, v'leyom alon adavar, and Rabbi Chiya Rabbah didn't say anything. So you see, Rabbi Chiya Rabbah was okay with it. Now what do you see from Rabbi Shaya? You see from Rabbi Shaya that it's mutter to do chazara if you take something from the bottom floor and you bring it up from the to the top floor. Now if you go from the bottom floor to the top floor, it's similar to taking food off the fire on Shabbos day. Because it doesn't look like you're bringing it back down. It's a big tircha to bring it back down. Afal pikein, it was mutter to take it off. So the Gemara says, you see from here, that chazor is mutter, not only Friday night, chazor is mutter, even Shabbos day, meaning not only when it's muchach, when you take it off that you plan on putting it back on. But even if it's not muchach, when you take it off that you plan on putting it back on, it's still going to be mutter. Amrab Zeyko, Amrab Abba, Amrab Tadai. Loishon, Wallah Shaidim Yadai. The only time chazor is mutter is if you never put the pot down. But once you put it down, asr, talach is its asr. So this is a very important tenai in chazor. This is, of course, halach lemaisa. The chazor is mutter only if you never put the pot down. But once you put the pot down, you're not allowed to put it back on. Amrab Ami, Rab Tadai, the Ovid, the Garmei, Ovid. So Rab Ami said that Rab Tudai did was his own chumrah. Why? Elohachi am Rab Chiya am Rab Yoichan. Because I'll tell you what I heard from Rab Chiya, who said in the name of the God Ladar Rab Yoichan. Afilu hanichal gabi karka, but even if you put it down on the floor, still it's going to be mutter. The Gemara says, Pligi bar Rab Dimi Rab Shumbra Yehuda, v'chamayim b'shmeid Rab Elazar, regarding the halachas of Chazar. Chadam once said, Oidim yodim mutter, al gabi karka asr. If you're holding it, it's mutter. If you put it down, it's asr. But Chadam on the other one said, Nichal al gabi karka nami mutter. No, even if you put it down, it's going to be mutter. Meaning this Shiloh with Rab Tadai, this is really a big time machloikis amiram, where the chazar is mutter only if you're still holding it, or if chazar is mutter even if you put it down. If you notice the little bays next to the word, Oidim biyodim mutter, because that's what we paskin. That the only time you could do chazar where applicable is if it's Oidim biyodim. Once you put it down, it's a problem. Says the Gemara, Chizkiya. Omar Chizki Mishmei Dabai. Chizki said in the name of Abai. How damn Oidim Yodim Mutter. This that we just said that Oidim Yodim is Mutter is Leimar and El Shaddai to Lahachzer. That is another tonight. You have to have Das to want to put it back on the fire. So you take it off the fire. You're Neutlin. You can't put it down. You're holding it and you have a mind to put it back. But if you didn't have a mind to put it back, it's going to be awesome. You see from here, if you would have put it down on the ground, even if it was be awesome. Meaning where it's Oidim Biyodim, there's another tonight that it has to be Daita Lahachzer. If you put it down on the ground, it could be Daita Lahachzer from today till tomorrow. It's going to be us. Ikadami is something in a different version. Amar Chizki Mishmeid Abaya, same Chizki in the name of the same Abaya, but a different Aloch. So we say, that's only true if you have no intention to put it back on. If your intention is to put it back on, then the Aloch is Mutter. It's going to be Mutter. Mechlal, you see from there, Shabbat Oidim Yodai, if you're holding it, Ava Pisha ain't Daita Lahachzer Mutter, even if it's not Daita Lahachzer, it's going to be Mutter. By Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Yirmi had a Shailas. Rabbi Yirmi heard these halachas of Chazara, and he did what he often does in Shas, is he came up with an Ibaya that the Chachamim had no way to be Pashit. He said, Tolim B'makomah, what would be the halacha if it's not Oidim B'yodai, you're not still holding it, you put the pot down, but you also didn't put it down on the ground. What you did was, is you put it on a stick. So it's somewhere in between. Or hinichal gabi mita. Again, you didn't put it on the ground. You're not holding it anymore, but you put it on a bed. By Rav Ashi had another shayla. Pina mimecham lemecham na. Could I do chazara from one fire to another fire? So I take a pot off a fire. It's oidim biyadai. I have a mind to put it back on the fire, but not the same fire. I put it on a different mecham. Would that be mutter? Would that not be mutter? And the Gemara says, as it relates to Rabbi Yirmiyah's two questions and Rav Ashi's two questions, keiko. So the Mishnah now is going to continue. This is the last little piece as it relates to the first sugya in Perakira. And the Gemara is going to discuss what's the halacha as it relates to not a kira, rather a tanner and a kupach. So a kira, loosely translated, is an oven. But really, a kira was a very specific type of oven. And what was specific about it was twofold. Number one, it was a large oven. There was room for two kederos, two pots, inside the kira, so relatively large. Additionally, its walls were straight. They were vertical walls. So it was shaped like a rectangle. That's what a kira was. A tanner was an oven that also had room for two kederos. However, it was shaped differently than a kira. And because of the unique shape of a tanner, it was able to get hotter than a kira was. Rashi says, a tanner, mitoch shekotzer lamaylo, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, it was a little narrower on top, v'rochav lamata, it was wider on bottom, niklat choymai, l'toichay tfei mikira. It just got hotter. A kupach is the third type of oven, and the Gemara is going to explain that the kupach was shaped like the kira, but it was smaller than the kira. So the kira has makom for two kederos, there's room for two pots. The kupach only had room for one pot. Being that it's a little bit smaller, it too contains its heat a little bit more. The bottom line is the exact specifics of the tanur, the kira, and the kupach are really not so relevant for the sugya. Gemara will discuss it in a few lines, but it's not the punchline. The punchline is in terms of how hot these ovens got respectfully. The tanur got the hottest, the kira would be number two, and the kupach would be number three. So ad kan, until now, we've been talking about the kira. The name of the perek is perekira, because the first two and a half daf in here all discussed halachis of kira. The Mishnah now is going to say, how do all these halachis translate? Meaning everything that we've talked about up until this point to the tanur and the kupach. Again, why would you think different? An oven is an oven is an oven. It's not true, because different ovens get hotter, and as we will see, depending on how hot the oven gets, that makes an impact as far as how halacha treats. It says the Mishnah, tanur shasiku b'kashu gvavo, if you have a tanur, and the tanur was heated, not with gefes ve'etzim, but rather b'kashu gvavo. What's the halacha? Lo yitein, bei mitoicha, bei mi'agabav. Lo yitein, you're not allowed to put food, not inside it, not on top of it. Kupach shasiku b'kashu gvavo. What about a kupach? That was hisiku bekashuk vavo. So the halach is harezer kikirayim. It's treated like a kira. But gefes uveitzim, if however you put gefes veitzim, then the halach is harezer ketaner. It's going to be treated like a taner. So the Mishnah, in very short, states the halach of a taner, states the halach of a kupach. So what did the Mishnah just say? Taner shesiku bekashuk bigvavo, lo yitein, be mitoicha, be me'agaba. That's in sharp contrast to the first line of the Mishnah, of the parak. The first line of the parak was kira shesiku bekashuk vavo, noisin alei tashel. But the Mishnah is saying here is a tanur shasiku b'kashu gvava lo yitein. What's kashu gvava? Straw. The Mishnah said that a kira that was fueled with kashu gvava noisin alei. All the sugis that we had, Chananya, the Chachamim, Beshamim, Besil, Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Mitztamik V'rali, Mitztapik V'yavala, everything that we saw so far was the kira shasiku b'gefesu v'etzen. Kashu gvava was never an issue. Kira shasiku b'kashu gvava noisin alei tashel. The issue was where it was begefes veitzim. Says the Mishnah, Tanur's different. Tanur, even if it was hesiku, bekashu gvava, lo yite. Now, at first glance, you have to understand pashup shan and the salacha. Why? Because why is it that there's a difference between a kirush hesiku, begefes veitzim, and a kirush hesiku, bekashu gvava? The reason they're different is because the Isra Shehiya and the Isra Chazara is related to Shem Yichat HaGecholim. We said Gefes Ve'etzim makes calls. And because there are calls, there's a concern Shem Yichat HaGecholim. Kashuk Vavah, there are no Gecholim. If there are no Gecholim, there's no concern Shem Yichat HaGecholim. So essentially what you see from here is that a Tanner, there's an Isra Shehiya and an Isra Chazara. There's the Isurim of Perakira, even when there are no calls. Meaning even when there's no Cheshash Shem Yichat HaGecholim. If that's the case, the same would be true if you had a tanur shasiku begefes ve'etzim. There were calls, and then you did grufa v'ktuma. So whereas in the halachas of kira, once you do grufa v'ktuma, it changes dramatically. As it relates to a tanur, it's not going to change. It's still going to be a problem. Because what's the difference between gefes ve'etzim with grufa v'ktuma or kashu gvava? Atzad ha'shova shebehen is there's no calls. But if tanur shasiku bekashu gvava, the halachas lo yitein, then begefes ve'etzim with grufa v'ktuma, the halachas should also be lo yitein. So essentially, the punchline of the Mishnah, this is the principle, this is the fundamental point you have to take away, is that by kira it boils down to, is there Shem Yichat HaGecholim or is there no Shem Yichat HaGecholim? Tanur doesn't care so much about Shem Yichat HaGecholim. Even if there's no Shem Yichat HaGecholim, it was Kashuk Vava, or there was Grufa Viktuma, still that loch is lo yitein. What about a kupach? So kupach, the Mishnah says, it depends. Kupach with Kashuk Vava is like a kira. What's the loch of kira? Kashuk Vava, there's no Shem Yichat HaGecholim, there's no problem. Gefes Ve'etzim, however, then it's treated like a Tanur. Now, when the Mishnah said, Lo Yitein, what exactly did it mean? Tanur Shesiku B'Kashuk Vava, Lo Yitein. B'Kupach Shesiku B'Kashuk Vava, Hareza Kekirayim, B'Gefes Ve'etzim Hareza Ketanur. What does Lo Yitein mean? So it's Pasha. Lo Yitein means whatever it meant in the first Mishnah. What did Noisnin and Lo Yitein mean in the first Mishnah? That was the Ibai of the Gemara. Hai lo yitein lo yachser, avalusha is mashinon, or did lo yitein mean lo yasher? So whatever lo yitein meant in the first Mishnah, that's what lo yitein is going to mean in the second Mishnah. So if lo yitein in the first Mishnah meant lo yachser, but shia is mutter, then here too, tanur shasiku b'kashu gvava lo yitein means as it relates to chazara, but shia is going to be mutter. If lo yitein in the first Mishnah meant shia, then obviously lo yitein is going to mean shia as well here too. Meaning whatever lo yitein meant in the first Mishnah, that's what it has to mean in the second Mishnah. The point point is, it has to be consistent. Zok de Gemara. Tanusha Asiku. So Rabbi Yosef Lemeimer. Rabbi Yosef felt that when the Mishnah talks about lo yitin tavshel bemi toichai bemi agabav, toichai means toichai mamish literally, and agabav also means agabav mamish. So we mean toichai literally inside and literally on top. But to do smicha is going to be mutter. I mean, Rabbi Yosef wanted to say a chiddush. He wanted to say that the Mishnah went out of its way to say that even the Tana, which is so chomer, even Bekashu Gvav lo yitin, it's only mitoichai yamei agabav. But there's one thing that's going to be mutter, and that is smicha. Smicha will be mutter. So the Gemara discussed smicha on the previous daf, and we said smicha is a little bit more kuladik. Because even though there is a concern, shem yechati gecholam by smicha, because just play it out in your mind. You have a kedera, you're putting it next to a kira, there's coals in the kira, you're now taking heat from the kira, so there's a concern, shem yechati gecholam, it's cooking, albeit from the outside. But the Gemara said smicha is a little bit more kulatik. So Rabbi Yosef was medayik that even though taner is so chomer, but it's only chomer beimi toicha beimi agabav. Avalisvech shapredomi, but clearly smicha would be mutter. And what would be the svara that smicha should be mutter? The svara would be, because the chiddush of taner is that even if there's no concern of shem yechati gecholam, still it's going to be aser. Meaning, Tanur, Groof of Iktuma, is like in a Groof of Iktuma. Kashuk Vav is the same as Gefes Veitzim. But Smicha by Akira, the Gemara came out as Mutter. The Gemara had a Shaila, Iboilu, what's the halacha by Smicha? And the Gemara came out after Toshma, that Smicha is going to be Mutter, even without Groof of Iktuma. So if Smicha is Mutter without Groof of Iktuma, then why should Tanur be more Chomer? At first glance, the Chumra that Tanur has over Kira is that a tanner with Geruf of Iktuma is like without Geruf of Iktuma. Kashuk Vav is treated like Gefes Veitzim. But if by a Kira Smicha's Mutter, even when there's no Geruf of Iktuma, then it would make sense to say that maybe it'd be Mutter by a tanner as well. Either way, that's what Rabbi Yosef wanted to say. But the Gemara says, Eisvei Abaya. Abaya asked the Kasha from the Mishnah. Kupach, Shesuku, Bekashuk Vav, Hareu Kuki Rabbi Gefes Veitzim, Hareu Ketaner, Vasar. So the Mishnah said that a tanner is very chomer, even Kashuk Vav is going to be also. What about a Kupach, that in between oven? So it depends. If it was Kashuk Vava, then we look at it like Akira. It's Mutter. Whatever Mutter means, whether it's Shia Chazara, it's Mutter. If it was done with Gefes Veitzim, then the halacha is it's going to be Aser. Now, the Gemara makes a very obvious stick. It said that if it was done with Gefes Veitzim, then it's going to be Aser like a Taner. Now, it sounds like whatever Aser means, how Kikira Shari. If it was treated like Akira, it would be Mutter. So, Abaye said, Amaya Skinon, what is the Mishnah talking about? Ilemo Al-Gabov doesn't mean Al-Gabov. Where there was no Groof Iktuma, Elakiru came to Groof Iktuma, Agabav Mishari, is a mutter to put something on a Kira that's not Groof Iktuma? Now, what does put mean? So we said, put means whatever Lo Yitain meant in the Mishnah, Daf Lam and Zayin of a base. That was the boy in the Gemara, Lahachsir Tanan or Lashay Tanan. But regardless, what did the Mishnah say about putting on a Kira without Groof Iktuma? It's Aser. The Shaila is, if you hold like Chananya, then the Mishnah is saying an Issa Chazara. If you hold like the Chacham, then the Mishnah is saying an Issa Shia. But at the end of the day, whatever Lo Yitain means, it's also by Kira as well. So why then would the Mishnah say that a Kupach, Shehesikur, Begefes Ve'etzim, is like a Tanner and Lo Yitain? What do you mean? Kira is also Lo Yitain. The Mishnah says Kira Lo Yitain. What Lo Yitain means, that was the Ibay in the Gemara. But it says Lo Yitain. So why is he saying Dafka Ketaner, even if it was like a kira, elo lav lismach. So Abaye say, you know what the Mishnah must mean? The Mishnah probably talks about something else. The Mishnah is talking about smicha. Kira by a smicha that's not Groof of Ketumah's mutter. That was the Gemara on the bottom of that Flamma Zayin Amad Aleph. But maybe by a taner it's aser. And if that's the case, checkmate. Viktonia, reo ketan of aser. So you see, by a taner it's aser. Geshmakaraya by a broad. You have to cheshbin everything we've learned. But Abaye said, I think I have a right. Rabada barahava, Rabada Rabba said, Nohocha bech kupach gar of a katam, vetaner groof of a ketumah askida. No, the seifa of kupach is talking about where there was groof of a ketumah. That's what it's talking about. And that's what he meant to say was that a kupach that has groof of a ketumah, Begefes ve'etzim is ketaner. Dafagav tegar v'katam agabav aser. Still, it's going to be aser. The kikir kigruf v'ketumah shabadami, meaning a taner where groof v'ketumah doesn't help. What's the right? Groof v'ketumah doesn't help because if kasha gvava doesn't help, then groof v'ketumah can't help either. So there, the halacha is that it's going to be treated like a taner because a kira if it had groof v'ketumah would be mutter because that's what the Mishnah said. Lo yitein ad sheyigrov ayad sheyitein. Tanya kavasi da abaya. A raya to abaya. What's abaya shita? So Abaya's shita is that it's also to do smicha by a Tanner. Meaning, even though the Mishnah said, Tanner shesiku begashuk vavu liyitein bim yitoich bim al-gabav, Rabbi Yosef wanted to say, that smicha's mutter, only toich al-gabav's us. Rabbi Baya said, no, that smicha's also us. So the Gemara says, I have a right to Abaya, from a Mufurish Abraisa, Tanner shesiku begashuk vavu, ain't soim chenloi, if you have a Tanner, kashuk vavu, no smicha. Ain't soim chenloi al-gabav, not only, if you can't do smicha, you certainly can't put it on top. You certainly can't put it inside. If it's true for kashuk vava, certainly true for gavus veitzim. Kupach shesi kupach kashuk vava. Soim chenloi v'noisan al gabav. Begavus veitzim ain't soim chenloi. Bottom line is it's a mafurish abraisa. Tana shesi kupach kashuk vava ain't soim chenloi. So not only gabav and toichay are aser, but smicha is going to be aser as well. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ravashi. Hay kupach echidami. What is the mitzias of a kupach? I mean, ikh kira dami. Is it like a kira? Doesn't get as hard as a tanner. That feel begavus veitzim nami. Then it should be treated like a kira completely, even for gavus veitzim. And ikh tanner dami. If it's like a tanner, gets really hard. I feel begavus veitzim nami loy. Then it should be always like a tanner. Meaning the Mishnah said that a kupach sometimes is like a tanner, sometimes it's like a kira. But which one is it? It's treated like a kira bekashuk vava. It's treated like a tanner if it was fuel begavus veitzim. Mamanav shach. Is it like a tanner or is it like a kira? It's a mitzias. So whatever the mitzias is, we should be consistent. Amale, so the Gemara says Rav Ashi told Rav Acha b'Rei Rava nafish havlim the kira v'zuta havlim the tanner. It's somewhere in between. It's a little hotter than a kira. It doesn't get as hot as a tanner. And it's for that reason in halach is treated somewhere in between. Hegedami kupach, what's the metzius, the physical nature of a kupach? Hegedami kira. Amar Rebbeis b'chani, the kupach makam shvisas kidera achas. A kupach has place for one pot. Kira makam shvisas shtei kideres. It has place for two pots. It's a little bit bigger. Being that's a little bit bigger, doesn't get as hot. Amar Rabbi v'tim Rabbi Yirmi, afan anami tinin, avarai from a mishnah mesachtes kelim. Kira shenachli kol arko. If you have a kira and you cut it along its length, the higher it's tar. I mean, if it became tame, and now you have to break it, it's a klicheres, in order for it to be tar. So if you cut it along its length, it's going to be tar. The reason it's going to be tar is because you just destroyed the whole kira. L'rachba, however, if you cut it along its width, tameya, then it could be tame. The reason is because the kira has mokin for two kteras. So if you chop it along its width, you'll have two half a kiras, but each half a kira is functional because you can put one ktera on each side. A kupach, however, bein la'arka, bein la'rach betar. It doesn't matter if you cut it to along its length or along its width, either way it's going to be tar. What's the difference? Because the whole kupach was only mokin for shvisas kterachas. So therefore, it doesn't matter which way you cut it, it's going to be tar. The difference between a kira and a kupach is the kira has place for only for two pots, the kupach has place for one pot. The bottom line is, we can exhale now. The first Mishnah in the Perek that discussed the halachas of Shi and Chazara and Chananya, the Chachamim, Bisham, Bisla, Remei, Rabbi Yehuda, and all the different halachas was all discussing a specific type of oven. The oven known as the Kira. What was unique about the Kira? What's unique about it is how hot it gets. That's what's unique about it. And all the halachas are Negeya Kira. As it relates to a Tanner and a Kupach, the halach is different. A Tanner is more chomer than a Kira. The reason it's more chomer is because it gets hotter. Where does it manifest the fact that it's more chomer? It's manifest that the concern of Shemi Yikichate Gecholim applies even if it was fueled with Kashu Gvava or even if you did Gerufa Viktuma, it doesn't matter. You still have the concern of Shemi Yechati Gechol. According to Abaya, there's also an Issa Smicha, something that you don't have by Kira, even a Kira that doesn't have Gerufa Viktuma. The third type of oven is the Kupach. The Kupach was a little hotter than the Kira, not as hot as the Tanner. It's somewhere in between. It's smaller than the Kupach, than the Kira, although it's shaped like the Kira. The point is that being that it's hotter than the Kira, so on some level it's treated like the Tanner, being that it's not as hot as the Tanner, on some level is treated like the Kira. What's the short cheat sheet in terms of when it's like a Tanner, when it's like a Kira? If it was fueled with Gefes Ve'etzim, it was treated like the Tanner. If it was fueled with Kashuk Vava, then it was treated like the Kira.